Good morning, and thank you for joining me on our Monday morning podcast here at Lighthouse. This morning, I want to divert a little bit from Proverbs chapter 19 and just talk a little bit about the assurances that we can have upon death. And the reason that I want to talk about that is that we have to talk about that in life. If we ignore it, then we're going to be shocked by it. But the reality is it happens, and none of us are assured tomorrow. But what confidence do we have about eternity? And part of the reason why I wanted to share this with you is just even in this last month, I'm going to be involved with five different memorials for precious people. But the difference is the hope that these people's lives offer because of their faith in Christ. So let's pray, and then we're going to talk more about where that hope comes from. Father, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to share today the truth, the confident expectation that we have in our lives, not because of us, but because of you and what you have done for us. And Lord, you have made yourself known so that there's no question about the validity of who you are. And so our confidence is the greatest that we could ever have because it's in you. So we ask now that you would go before us and take your word and shape it into our hearts and minds. Reassure us, strengthen us, Lord, and comfort us. Bless you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. So what I'd like to try to do, time permitting, is give you five passages. Well, actually, it's six passages, five main points for us as believers, that you, the assurance that we can have, the confidence that we can have, that we are going to be with Christ in heaven. And so the first one that I want to look at is Titus chapter 2, verse 11. And Titus 2:11 says this, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ." So that passage is telling us that God's grace has appeared. Well, it appeared in a person. That person's name is Jesus. And Ephesians, Paul writes and it says, "For by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, that no man should boast." So what is this gift? Well, that's the gift is available to all people, but we have to receive it. And that gift is the work that Jesus Christ did on the cross for us and his resurrection from the grave. So to renounce ungodliness means to repent, that my life is changed. My life is no longer the same. It's not my life anymore. It belongs to another. It's the one that rescued me from me, and his name is Jesus. And so it points towards the I live for a different purpose, and that purpose that I live for is to honor my Lord. I want to have a right relationship with him. If I continue in the things of sin, then there's conflict that's going on in my life. But not that I can live perfectly, because that's ridiculous to think that you can live a perfect life apart from sin. It's not possible. But that I can live a life forgiven of my sin is very possible when it's through Jesus. So my blessed hope, my confidence is in Jesus and what he did on the cross for me. The second passage I want to share with you is the confidence we have in our true citizenship, because my citizenship is in heaven. My hope is for every single one of your believers, that you, for you that are believers, is that your hope would be in heaven as well. Listen to this, Philippians 3:20, "But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we wait a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself." So not only do we have our citizenship in heaven, but we get this new body. We don't take these bodies of flesh and bones with us. If somebody teaches you that that's what you're going to get, you're going to get this glorified body of flesh and bones, it's like that's not what God's word teaches. In fact, it teaches this. It says, "Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. You see, we get a heavenly body. And so that confidence of our citizenship involves a new body. The third passage that I want to share with you is that our confidence is to be absent from the body means to be present with Christ for the believer. That's found in 2 Corinthians, beginning in chapter 5, verse 7. So it says, "So we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we are of good courage and would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please him." So the confidence is what Paul is writing about, is he's recognizing that, man, my longing is to be away from this body, but to be present with the Lord. But my intent is that while I am here, I want to be a blessing to you. I want to minister to you. I want to be an ambassador of Christ to you. But my hope, my confident expectation, as we talked about in Titus 2:11, is that I would be, at that moment when I'm absent from the body, I'm going to be present with Christ. Now, the fourth passage is the complete confidence we have in our everlasting joy. This is found in Isaiah chapter 35, verse 10. And this is what it says about the believers, if you will, the entrance in the kingdom of heaven. This is what happens. "And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy. A continual feast with a new countenance is what's happening, but a sorrow and sighing shall flee away." So in the ransom of the Lord, there's the descriptive term that says, man, I have been bought. He paid the price of my sin. There's a cost, and that's what he did for my benefit. So would I fit the definition of ransomed or not? "But shall return and come to Zion with singing." So there's going to be a concert of praise going on when we enter into the kingdom of heaven. And it says, "Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads." That means that my new countenance is always joy. I'm never going to be filled with sorrow or pain or sighing. No more regrets, no more shame, no more guilt. No, I have a new countenance and it's everlasting joy. "And they shall obtain gladness and joy." That's my inheritance, my eternal inheritance. "And sorrow and sighing shall flee away." There's no room for sorrow and sighing. The fifth and the last one for today is this confidence in the fact that we're going to know one another. I love this passage. It's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Oh, some of you are going, well, I know that chapter. That's the love chapter. You're exactly right. Verse 12, and it says, "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face." It's like we see a shadow of things to come. We see the Old Testament revealed in the New, but those are shadows of things to come. And so we get confidence about the things that God's Word tells us for when we're present. "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known." See, heaven knows us. Heaven knows us, but we're going to get to know. When we are there, when we're present, we're going to know fully as we have been fully known. So that gives me great hope that says, I don't have to go around and be introduced to everybody. That's an amazing work that God does, is we're going to know everybody because of the work of God's Spirit. It's the work of him in our lives. So I want to encourage you. I know that that was pretty fast. You might want to listen to this podcast again, but it just says, can we as believers in Christ have confidence about our eternity? We can, because it's in the Word of God. And so our confidence is what God has given to us, and that reassurance that we don't need to fear, but his perfect love is what casts out our fears. So God bless you, and thank you for joining me today. We'll be right back.